When the TV trucks and reporters have all gone, few at Virginia Tech will be sorry to see them go. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on how students and the victims' families and friends have dealt with all the media scrutiny.
Sometimes it seemed the reporters outnumbered the students.
We talked to one person and then...
They just keep coming at you. Yeah.
Minoka Gunasekra and Chris Pauly, students at local high schools, had come to campus yesterday to pay their respects.
I don't know. I just don't think it's fair because some of these people have personally been hurt by this, and you're grieving right now, and you turn around and you have three or four cameras coming at your face. It's not the time.
That was precisely Philip Seward's sentiment as he left the convocation on Tuesday afternoon. Seward, a sophomore at Virginia Tech, recalls emerging from the almost sacred atmosphere to a sea of journalists lining the walkway.
Everybody was just being hounded by reporters. You had local papers like, is there anybody from this city, And there was, you know, of course, your big media moguls, and then just everyone. It was almost sickening.
Seward says he doesn't blame the journalists, most of whom are doing their jobs sympathetically.
I think it's very important for people to hear about what has happened and for people to understand what's happened, but we need time to heal before the rest of the nation can heal.
Which is hard to do when fielding hundreds of emails, phone calls, and text messages. Now, Seward has received more than most students, mainly because of his friendship with the student whose shaved head and eyewitness account has made her a media favorite.
Joining us now are four of those students, including Aaron Sheehan.
The Virginia Tech freshman was in Norris Hall when the shooting began.
Yes, he peeked into my classroom two times, and this is a
After this interview with ABC, Sheehan found herself with hundreds of requests. Some reporters would not take no for an answer. Sheehan says Tuesday afternoon, while her dormitory was locked down, a magazine reporter found her way into the building.
And pretty much stepped into my dorm room when I was crying. I was just like, I'm not doing any more media at this point. So please leave.
The reporter insisted on giving Aaron the phone number.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to call you after doing that to me.
In some ways, the scrum at Virginia Tech seems a replay of the Columbine tragedy 8 years ago. But this event is different because of technology.
The internet is a way that we grieve now.
Kelsey Hutchison is a sophomore at William & Mary. She learned of the death of her friend, Emily Hilscher, through instant messaging on her computer. Almost immediately, she and a friend set up a tribute page to Emily on Facebook, a website aimed at college students. Scores of people began writing their own tributes. Suddenly, this new way for Gen Y to grieve became a new way for journalists to report. Facebook and its cousin, MySpace, yielded reporters a treasure trove of victims' friends, complete with emails and the colleges they attended.
People were snooping for, like, to try to get information, to try to talk to friends. And I just feel like it crosses a line, and maybe it doesn't break a law, but there's definitely been, like, a new level to which the media will go.
For all the criticism, there seems to be no shortage of people willing to talk. Pat Deegan, a basketball coach at Westfield High School, spoke to several reporters, including this one, about Aaron Peterson. Aaron was a star on his team who died on Monday.
Whenever you get a chance to speak out about a young lady like Aaron and her passing, it's an opportunity to make sure that their beautiful voices are still heard for a little bit longer. People can read an article, but if they don't know some particulars about those individuals, they'll never really know what a loss it is.
As always, journalists will continue to get their story using every technique they can, because in the end, the public, if not the mourners, has the appetite. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.